الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. Allah Ta'ala has created us as insan, and Allah has described this insan and the creation of this insan in the Quran Sharif. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ الضَّعِيفَ, that this insan has been created weak. So this is part of the nature of insan. He is weak. And as part of his weakness, he has many needs. Because he is weak, so he has many needs. So among the very basic needs of insan, he has a need for food and drink. If he doesn't get something to eat for a day, 2 days, by the third day he may not survive, or he'll be in a very critical state. He doesn't get water to drink for a period of time, maybe day, 2 days, by the third day he's dehydrated, severely dehydrated. And then as a result, a whole lot of complications will commence. So he has the need for food, for drink. He cannot be just anywhere out in the open. He needs shelter. If it is very cold, he can't survive that cold if he's out in the open. If it's extremely hot, he won't survive that heat. He can manage for a short while, then he needs some shade, needs some cover. So he needs shelter as well, he needs clothing. And then a time comes when he has reached a certain point in life, then he needs a partner in life, he needs to get married. All these are the needs of insan. So Allah Ta'ala has created insan with these needs, and Allah Ta'ala has provided all these needs too. And according to the extent of how much something is necessary for insan, that's how easy Allah made it for him to acquire it. All these needs, he can still survive for a period of time without it. He doesn't get food for 1 day, he'll manage it. Somehow he'll pull the day. Likewise, he didn't get anything to drink for a day or two, somehow he'll manage to get past it. But he needs oxygen to survive, and he cannot do without it for a minute. So Allah Ta'ala made that free for him. Anyway, all the time, without any charge. Because he cannot survive without this for any moment of time. Short while also, 1 minute will become too much. So according to whatever this insan's needs are, Allah Ta'ala provided the needs. Yes, he will make some effort for certain things, he'll get for free. Anyway, everywhere, certain things will be required to make some effort. Because after all, dunya is dunya, it's not jannat. Dunya is a place of imtihan, a place of test. If everything was that he will just click his fingers and he'll get it at the click of a finger, then dunya won't be called dunya anymore. You have to call it jannat. But jannat is a different place. Jannat is the reward of how the person correctly conducted himself in dunya. He lived his life in dunya in the way that he earned the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. With iman, with righteous actions, and he left dunya on that note. Then the reward of that effort of dunya is jannat. And the small little time in dunya, this very minimal effort, and the reward is everlasting jannat. And the bounties of which cannot be imagined. So in any case, these needs of insan, Allah Ta'ala has provided him all his needs. little bit of effort he will make, and those needs will come. For somebody it will come at a certain level. Somebody might get those needs in a more comfortable level. But then there's a point where those needs are fulfilled. No matter how luxurious the food might be, but there's a point where this person can't eat more for that time. He can eat up to a point, then no matter what somebody forces him, he'll say, I cannot manage anymore. No matter how delicious that drink might be, but there's a point where he will have to stop. It's done. Maybe later, but not now. Can't manage one more drop now. Person has a need for transport, so he's got a car. But that one car fulfills his needs. At one time, he can't drive more than one car. Whatever his need might be, that for some reason he has to have a second vehicle or a third one. But the point is that at one given time, he cannot drive more than one vehicle. He can only drive one at that one time. So like that, these needs, there's a limit with which that need is fulfilled. But then after the needs, there are wants that this insan has. And those wants sometimes, that list never finishes off. And as this insan sometimes gets what he wants, then he wants more. So first he had his target somewhere, this is what he wants. It's not his need, but it's his want. But now when that want, Allah Ta'ala made it such that that became available, so that no more now became the end point, then it became that there's a new want. And when that new want was achieved, then many more wants came in. And this insan just continues in this list of wants. Because the wants are often and more often than not, all dictated by the nafs. One is the needs. Allah Ta'ala hasn't forbidden a person to have some comfort in those needs. That's Allah Ta'ala's blessing. But the wants are dictated by the nafs, by and large. That the wants in terms of material things, in whatever else, the wants in terms of position, in terms of recognition, in terms of just having this fun and enjoyment of dunya, is dictated by the nafs. And the nafs never gets satiated. When a person feeds the nafs, it never ever gets satiated. The need, the person ate, his need is fulfilled, but his nafs is not yet filled. His nafs is still desiring to eat more. He can't eat anymore, so now he's feeling sorry for himself. That now I couldn't manage anymore, I would have wanted to eat more. That nafs never got full. Likewise, any other thing, if it's dictated by the nafs, there's no end to it. So now in this time that we are here in dunya, one is our needs, and then is these wants. But in the midst of all these needs and wants, we are looking for that something that is, we are trying to achieve, which is something within a person. All these wants and needs are generally all on the outside. But we're looking for something that we want to fill the heart with. The person is wanting that which he wants to fill his belly with even more, because he's looking for something inside his heart. That if I eat more of this, it's such a delicious item on the menu, so maybe I'll feel more satisfied. That satisfaction is not in the stomach. That satisfaction is in the heart. So he's trying to satisfy his heart by filling his belly even more. But that can't satisfy the heart. That can satisfy the belly. That got done now. But the nafs is still desiring more. He's still not feeling fulfilled. So now this goes on in every other thing. So one is within the limits of Sharia, what is halal, but now he sometimes overindulges in what is halal. And now he's still looking for it, but he can't seem to find it. Then from halal he goes into futile. What is clearly halal, things which are futile. And when that doesn't seem to fulfill him, then Allah forbid, he starts falling into haram. And then haram doesn't stop that once. Now has gone into the direction of haram, it gets deeper and deeper into that. And that is the path to disaster. The path to that happiness, that peace, that contentment, that satisfaction, fulfillment, is only in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, in nothing else. Anything else and everything else can never fulfill a person, can never bring that satisfaction, that contentment, that peace, that serenity. It will never happen. It's a deception. It can never happen. Because Allah Ta'ala has only kept it, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah has kept it in Iman and عمال صالحة. Nothing else. Nowhere else. So to the extent that a person attaches himself to Allah Ta'ala and he brings this firmness of Iman in his heart and he develops أعمال صالحة. أعمال صالحة, fulfilling what Allah Ta'ala wants and refraining from what Allah Ta'ala has forbidden. All this is part of أعمال صالحة. Performing salah is amal salih, and making tilawat of the Quran Sharif is amal salih, and making zikr and dua is amal salih, and casting the gaze low is a very great level of amal salih. Not looking at haram is a very great amal salih, and keeping the heart clean and pure is a very great amal salih. Refraining from going to places of evil, sin and vice is a very... Now the temptation when it's there and a person is defying that temptation, he is trampling it, and in the process there is this pain in his heart, but he is taking that pain for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that is a very great amal salih. It's a righteous action of a very high level. So Allah Ta'ala has promised that the one who adopts, who brings Iman and adopts amal salih, righteous actions, Allah will give him hayatan tayyiba. Allah Ta'ala promises hayatan tayyiba. Tayyiba literally translated means a very good life. And that goodness is in contentment. That goodness is in satisfaction, fulfillment. That goodness is where there is that peace within the heart. Otherwise, no matter what, if a person has outside, but he is finding a void within him, there's an emptiness. There is that turmoil inside him. So what use is all the things on the outside? And somebody else has something simple and is feeling happy, satisfied, content. So subhanAllah, he's got the essence of it. And it's the essence of it that every person is searching for. So this is what the purpose of life is, to connect ourselves to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in the Quran Sharif repeatedly we are given this lesson in these Mubarak days, the days of Hajj, the incidents of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the lesson, that to the extent of submission to Allah Ta'ala, to the extent that we give ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, that we don't hold back anything from Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah wants from us. Allah Ta'ala wants we must suppress that haram desire, that's what we're ready to do. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what was this lesson that Allah Ta'ala gave us through the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Leave your wife and child in a barren place, no means of survival, and you go away also. And no hesitation. And no ifs and buts. No ifs and buts. At the most, what and where? What I'm supposed to do, where I'm supposed to do it? Bas. No ifs and buts. But Allah Ta'ala gave us this lesson through the submission of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that look, dunya is a place of challenge, place of test. But the one who will pass these tests, he'll succeed in dunya and he'll succeed in akhirat. So now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, he passed in all these tests. So Allah Ta'ala made him, gave him that rank and that position that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is revealing to him, وَاتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. You also follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala placed that mahabbah for him in the hearts of everyone. Those who truly believe in him, who are the mu'mineen. Those who just believe in him in lip service too, but they still love him. Whether it's the Yahud, whether it's the Nasara, they claim to follow him. In reality, that's just a lip service claim. But they also revere him, they honor him. Where did this come from? Allah Ta'ala put it in the heart of every person. When he passed all the tests, Allah Ta'ala put him through. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this aspect about, this comes from Allah Ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gives the effect of righteousness and the opposite of ill deeds. How does each one impact? So he says, as far as righteousness is concerned, so now what are the effects of it? Inna lil hasanati diya'an fil wajh wa nuran fil qalb wa sa'atan fil rizq wa quwwatan fil badan wa mahabbatan fi qulubin nas. The person who adopts righteousness, righteous actions, is living a life of obedience to Allah Ta'ala. That is the bottom line of righteousness. Obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Fulfilling the do's and refraining from the don'ts. Both these aspects together. This light that is now lighting the whole masjid up, but it will not light up anything if there isn't both wires in place, the positive and the negative. Put two positive wires, put 10 positive wires, but no light still. Until together with the one positive wire, the negative wire is in place as well. So likewise, the positive wire is the a'mal that we are supposed to do, the do's. But alongside must be the refraining from the don'ts. Then the light of iman will light up in the heart. So now this is what Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is explaining. When a person truly adopts righteous actions, then how does it impacts on everything? Says he's, you'll see the effect of it on his face also. There'll be a glow of that righteousness on his face. It's got nothing to do with anybody's complexion. It is that glow of righteousness, of amal-e-saliha. And the heart will fill up with noor. Now when the heart is filled up with noor, the place that the person is looking for satisfaction is inside the heart. That is the place of satisfaction, of peace, of happiness, of contentment. The hand can't get happy, it's the heart that is happy. The eyes can never be happy, that's not the place for the eyes. The eyes can never be happy if the person is trying to please his heart by what he looks at. The tongue doesn't taste happiness, the tongue tastes food. It's the heart that gets happy. The ears can't be happy, that's not in the capacity of the ears to feel happiness. Happiness is in the heart. But the person hears something to try and feel happy in his heart. So now, if a person is trying to appease himself by looking at things that he thinks will make him happy, but it's like the person who now wants to eat something because he thinks it now going to make him feel good, will make his heart feel satisfied. What is he eating? Sweet poison. So sweet poison is just a matter of a momentary sweetness while it's still just slightly on the tongue, it's still on the tongue and it's not burning him. So likewise, through the eyes, he's trying to look at something, he's looking what Allah has forbidden. That is shaitan's sugar-coated poison. So shaitan sugar-coats it to make it seem, no, this will give you some satisfaction. But as soon as he starts indulging in that, the poison is affecting his heart. There can never be any happiness in it. There can only be turmoil. But that momentary deception, that keeps a person looking for more of what he's trying to find, which he'll never find. So he's looking for something where it's never going to be found. Rather the opposite of it will be there. But this is that addiction that then develops, and then shaitan has the person firmly in his tentacles. So in any case, Ibn Abbas is explaining now that the person who has lived his life with hasana, with righteousness, and his heart fills up with noor. Now when that noor of righteousness fills the heart, that is going to bring happiness to the heart. That is going to bring khair and barakah. That is going to bring that contentment, that peace, that serenity. And then he says, وَسَعَةً فِي الرِّزْقِ. The effect of righteousness, it brings barakah in rizq. Now is Allah Ta'ala dependent on the means to give somebody rizq? Allah has made that system. The provider is Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala provides to those whom He wills. When the person has turned to Allah Ta'ala, Allah grants him with izzat, with afiyat. Whatever Allah has decreed will come. But now there is this barakat and this abundance in the rizq. And then he says the effect of righteousness even brings quwwatan fil badan. It brings physical strength. Sometimes, see many of our kabir, sometimes somebody is in the 80s, they're in the 90s. Mashallah, they still, old age has its impact and effect, but despite that old age, but they still, their production is still far more than we can imagine. Might be physically sometimes incapacitated too, but they have a strength which we can't even produce one fraction of what they produce. That work and that effort and their exertion in the amal, we can't do one bit of it. Where it came from? And then he says, وَمَحَبَّةً فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ, that the impact of this righteousness, it brings love in the hearts of people. Now many times we have many complaints about what's going on in my life and this and that and the other. This person is giving me this problem and that person is giving me that problem. And sometimes the problem is that the home is on fire and whatnot. So there can be many reasons for whatever happens. Multiple issues. Sometimes it's something, sometimes something else. But sometimes it's something to check within ourselves also. To reflect within our own selves. That what am I doing? Is it a means of bringing that mahabba within the hearts of people within the four walls of my own home? Let alone elsewhere. Am I doing that which will attract the hearts of people towards me in my own home? In the sense that there's peace, there's happiness, there's that bond, there's that good feeling. So where is that going to come from? Ibn Abbas is giving the prescription, which is from the Quran Sharif, the ayat that we decided right at the beginning. He's explaining the same thing. وَمَحَبَّةً فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ فِي قُلُوبِ الْخَلْقِ. Allah will put this mahabba. So now this mahabba came as a result and the impact of that righteousness. Now in that home, mashallah, there's righteous actions taking place. Everybody is conscious and performing the salah in good time. The men are performing the salah with jama'ah in the masjid. There's time for tilawat of the Quran Sharif in that home. There's time for dhikr. There's learning and teaching of deen, ta'aleem is taking place. The sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are being practiced. This good akhlaq being shown by everyone. Everyone is adopting this beautiful akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these things are alive. That beautiful muasharat, that wonderful and beautiful social life that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. How do spouses live with one another and interact? How do parents live with children? Children, how to respect their parents? Now when this is alive, this is all part of A'mal Saliha. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ. Iman and A'mal Saliha. So now this mahabba comes. This good feeling, this understanding, this love, this bond comes alive as a result of righteous actions. And then if the opposite is happening, so the opposite also he spelt it out. That if the opposite is happening, then وَإِنَّ لِسَيِّئَتِي سَوَادًا فِي الْوَجْهِ وَظُلْمَةً فِي الْقَلْبِ. وضيقا في الرزق ووهنا في البدن وبغضة في قلوب الخلق. If a person now has abandoned righteous actions, in place of that, instead of in that four walls of the home to having some time to look into the Quran Sharif, all he is looking into is in the phone and haram also. Instead of spending some time in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, he has got something stuck in his ear and is listening to haram. His talk, sometimes some vulgarity, whatever other wrong, sometimes there's some lying. This talk of a kind that is humiliating somebody, belittling someone, hurting someone. And then there's neglect of deen, neglect of the amal, breaking Allah Ta'ala's commands. So now when this is the case, he says even the lust of the face is gone. Already there's something that doesn't look right. Many times people say, something not looking right. Say, no, I don't know what's going on, but I just can't feel comfortable now. Something I'm seeing on my husband that doesn't make me feel comfortable anymore. Something is not right, I don't know what. People around sense it. Something is happening somewhere. And then the heart is filled with darkness. And the heart is filled with darkness. And the heart filled with darkness like a very dark room. Anybody feels uneasy. He feels afraid, feels restless, can't sit comfortably in a dark, totally dark place, can't see his hand in front of his face, feels very uncomfortable, very restless. The darkness of the heart keeps him restless. The darkness of the heart, despite all the luxuries of the, he can have whatever wattage of lighting outside, but if the heart is in zulmat, that external lighting, no matter what colors it might be also, cannot appease him in any way, cannot fulfill anything, cannot make him feel comfortable. Because that discomfort is within him. That restlessness is inside, it's not outside. And when that heart is in darkness and zulmat, then that restlessness in the heart, already there. Now what he's eating to appease the heart can't help, because the restlessness is inside. What he's looking at will not bring any peace. Even if it's halal, beautiful scenery, the heart is in turmoil. What is going to eat? What is going to look at? So the bottom line is the heart. So he says when the heart is in, due to the ill deeds, sins, the heart gets filled with darkness, with zulmat. And then sins become a means of even a person's rizq being affected. This is a well-known hadith sharif where Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقِ بِالذَّمِّ يُصِيبُهُ. That a person is deprived of rizq due to sins. So now this results in a decrease of rizq. It may not happen, it is a decrease in the number, but the barakah is all gone. In one hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah relates this in his musnad, that Allah Ta'ala says, the hadith al-Qudsi, إِذَا أُطِعْتُ رَضِيتُ وَإِذَا رَضِيتُ بَارَكْتُ وَلَيْسَ فِي بَرَكَتِي نِهَايَا. When I'm obeyed, then I become pleased. When I become pleased, then I infuse barakat in everything. And then there's no end to my barakah. The blessings that come from me never finish. It manifests itself in different ways. Barakat is not only confined to something material. It comes sometimes in that way also, but if that barakat comes in a way where, due to that barakat, a person got connected to Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, what barakat that is. Can anything ever compare to that? There was a great personality, Ibn Atta rahimahullah, in his dua, he used to talk to Allah Ta'ala. And he used to say, Ya Rabbana, ma wajada man faqadat. وَمَاذَا فَقَدَ مَنْ وَجَدَكَ. See, Ya Allah, the one who has not found you, if he lost out on having you, then what did he gain? What did he gain? If he gained the whole world, what did he gain? And if he doesn't realize that he's worth nothing, then the time that that moment the eyes close, then he'll realize, what did he gain? And without Allah Ta'ala in his life, that even in this dunya also, that whole world too, can never give him what he's looking for. So he say, ma wajada man faqadak, ya Allah, what did he find? Who didn't get you? And the one who got you, ya Allah, what did he lose out on? What is he short of? If he's got you, ya Allah, then what is he short of? And if he doesn't realize that what he got, he'll realize it the moment those eyes close, then he'll realize what he had. But if the person truly has gained Allah Ta'ala, then he will already have that understanding and reality, that he's short of nothing. So in any case, this is the message that he's giving us, that a person who has turned to Allah Ta'ala, has truly connected himself, now then the righteousness brings all this, the opposite, now even the risk, his risk is impacted. And then, this results with du'fan fil badan, wahanan fil badan. It results in weakness physically also, in so many different ways. And then now a person, one is, insan is insan, he gets sometimes affected by the maybe heat, the cold, and whatever else carries on in life. But there's a different effect of sin on the body. That's a different kind of weakness. One is the normal thing that happens to any person. Even the most healthiest of people get ill sometimes, despite looking after their health too. But there's a different kind of impact that sins have on the body of a person. What it does spiritually to him, that is one clear aspect, even physically. And then he says the last aspect he mentions, that the sins, what it results in, بُغْدَةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْخَلْقِ. It creates enmity, ill-feeling in the hearts of people for him. Now they also sometimes don't know what's going on, why are they feeling so negative, what's going on? He can't seem to fathom, but he can't seem to fathom, but it's the effect of our own actions. So the prescription to come to the itaat of Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes it is small things which seem like very, very trivial things, minor things. But these are the things where everything has been. One person came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complained about the hardness of his heart. And the heart is hard, can't enjoy anything. Can't enjoy anything. It can't enjoy its ibadat and can't enjoy dunya also. Hard heart becomes a barrier in everything. So now he came to complain about the hardness of his heart. It's not that he was doing something that was haram. He talked about the sahabi. But now sometimes due to whatever exposure to something or the other, or something got missed out, whatever else, sometimes the heart became hardened. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, in aratta an tahin ayyalina qalbuk. You want to soften your heart? Obviously, all these things happen on the foundation of Iman and Amal Saliha. The fulfillment of the faraiz, the wajibat, staying away from haram. Now he wants an additional benefits. So now sometimes something went still a little bit haywire. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, you want to soften your heart? If you want to soften your heart, then at'im al miskin. Wamsah Ra'as al-yateem. You want to soften your heart? Feed a poor person. Put your hand on the head of an orphan. Show some compassion. Show some kindness. Show some mahabba and love. Because when you will show kindness to others, you will truly have a heart that is wishing good for others. This will impact on yourself. It will soften your heart further. Now simple things. But this is the righteousness in which the goodness comes. So now if a person is going to do this, show compassion to someone, show kindness, be of help and assistance to someone, if this is going to bring the goodness to his own heart, soften his heart, that softness is going to bring that enjoyment in his ibadat, is going to bring that enjoyment in life, then the opposite also happens. And if the person is now, rather than being compassionate, being kind, being caring, being loving, he's being mean, he's being inconsiderate. And sometimes to those who are nearest to us and supposed to be dearest to us. But there's a mean approach to things. There's a way of some kind of like we're dealing with an enemy. So now if being compassionate, being kind, being considerate, that's going to soften the heart and that's going to connect this heart with Allah Ta'ala, then now this opposite attitude, this opposite approach to things, what is it going to do to the heart? That this heart will become completely like a stone. And then this person, in his meanness towards others, he'll keep harming himself also. He'll harm his own dunya as well. Like that story about they say, cut his nose to spite his face. That kind of thing will happen. You know, spite his face, so how to spite his face? Cut his own nose. So now he harmed himself more. But that happens to a person who then gets lost. That he can't see where he's heading, what he's doing. He thinks he's doing something to harm somebody else because of whatever, he wants to vent something. But in the process he's harming himself. Yes, he's causing hurt to others as well. But he's harming himself too. But he can't see it. So this is the path to that goodness of dunya and akhirat. The path of مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Now in this process of life, to fulfill this, test come. This is dunya. And this is the time that we are repeatedly reminded of this reality through the incidents of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What kind of test? Subhanallah, we can't imagine one fraction of it. But his total submission, no hesitation, no ifs and buts. Our test, give up our haram desires. Give up our haram desires. Shun sin. That's our test. We are not being asked for anything beyond that. Allah Ta'ala didn't command us to go and slaughter our children. We haven't been told to leave our families in some barren place. Our command to us is obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Shun sin. Give up whatever Allah has forbidden. And Allah Ta'ala has promised all the good in it. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. What is really the quality of our amal? Allah Ta'ala says, you do what I have commanded, the righteous actions, but you can't fulfill really any part of the quality required in it. But you do the best you can. Allah says, we will reward you far greater than what you deserve. Person deserves one, and somebody gives him 1 million. He deserves 1 rand only. But he was paid 1 million. He might die of a shock of heart, of that over-excitedness. I only expected 1 rand, or 10 rands, or 100 rands. 1 million came away. So this he can't fathom how it can happen. 1 million instead of 100 rand, 1,000 rand. 1 million came. What is that 1 million compared to what Allah will give? وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In view of what? Just stopping the haram. Keeping the tongue safe from the haram. Not talking the evil, the filth, the vice, the vulgarity, the lying, backbiting. Protecting the gaze from haram. Not looking at evil and filth. Casting the glances low when a person is out on the road, wherever he might be. Not listening to haram. Not engaging the heart in evil advice. Cleansing the heart out of all the evils that lurk within it. The pride, the malice, the jealousy, the love of dunya, the ego. Very, very simple, easy road Allah gave us. Nothing complicated. We just give up the haram. That is all we are being asked for. And in this way, fulfill Allah Ta'ala's commands and stay away from the haram, good life of dunya and the everlasting bounties of akhirat. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that in this Mubarak days, while especially we are preparing in whichever level already, maybe even just thinking about it, preparing for Qurbani, to now prepare ourselves for the essence of Qurbani. And the essence of Qurbani is to stay away from everything Allah has forbidden and be prepared to fulfill whatever Allah has commanded us to do. Whatever challenge comes in the path of fulfilling that, you will undertake it. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله
تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم واعف وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه، إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهدي وأصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إله العالمين يا الله، O most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't deserve anything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge we deserve nothing, Ya Allah. But you are most kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant those who are not deserving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are those undeserving souls, Ya Allah, who are begging for your forgiveness, Ya Allah, who are desperately in need of your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Shower your maghfirat upon us, Ya Allah. Shower your rahmat upon us, Ya Allah. Shower your maghfirat and rahmat on the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إله العالمين يا الله، make us your true and obedient servants يا الله، make us your loyal servants يا الله. Allah, remove us from the friendship of nafs and shaitan يا الله. إله العالمين، make us your friends يا الله، make us your friends يا الله، make us your friends يا الله. يا الله، we have been in such a loss يا الله. Allah, that we have gone into the hands and friendship of nafs and shaitan يا الله. Allah, we lost out on your love يا الله، we lost out on your friendship يا الله. Allah, what a priceless loss يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله، save us from this loss يا الله. يا الله، you grant us your محبت يا الله، fill our hearts with your love يا الله، infuse your محبت in every part of our bodies يا الله، in every vein يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله، make us among your true أشاخ يا الله. إله العالمين، grant us the sweetness of إيمان يا الله، grant us the quality of إحسان يا الله، bless us with the nisbat of the أولياء الصديقين يا الله. إله العالمين، make us the true أمتيز of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. إله العالمين يا الله، grant us the tawfiq of upholding his مبارك سنة يا الله. Allah, save us and Allah, enable us to shun the ways of the Yahud and Nasara يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله، Allah, you grant us the tawfiq of doing all that which pleases you يا الله. Save us from everything that displeases you يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله، bless us with perfect iman يا الله، bless us with أعمال صالحة يا الله. إله العالمين، cleanse our hearts out of all the evils يا الله، fill our hearts with your mahabbat يا الله، fill our hearts with the love of deen يا الله، the love of the أعمال of deen يا الله، the love of the efforts of deen يا الله. اللهم ارزقنا حبك، اللهم ارزقنا حبك، وحب من يحبك، وحب عملي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد. إله العالمين يا الله، all those are sick, give them شفاء كاملة عاجلة مستمرة دائمة. Remove every trace of their ailments يا الله. Allah, those in any kind of difficulty and hardship, remove it with afiyat يا الله. Allah, those who have financial problems, remove it with afiyat يا الله. Grant barakat in each one's risk يا الله. Grant abundant halal and tayyib risk filled with barakat يا الله. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things يا الله. إله العالمين، those who have debts, make their debts get paid out with ease and afiyat يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله، Allah, whatever need anybody is in يا الله، grant them their pious aspirations and joyous needs يا الله. Allah, those of marriageable age يا الله and don't have marriage partners yet يا الله، you bless them with suitable partners يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله، those who don't have children, bless them with children يا الله. Allah, those who have children, make the children the coolness of their eyes يا الله، make the children obedient to their parents يا الله، make parents compassionate and kind to the children يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله، throughout the world يا الله، wherever the Muslims are in any pain, suffering, hardship, Allah, remove their pain and difficulty يا الله، remove their hardships يا الله. Allah, يا الله، save us from all the tests and trials يا الله. Allah, we are not capable of trials and tests يا الله، we are too weak يا الله. Allah, our iman is so weak يا الله. Allah, in every regard we are so weak يا الله. Allah, you without testing and trying us يا الله، Allah, you show your rahmat on us يا الله، show your maghfirat on us يا الله، bless us with afiyat يا الله، afiyat in deen يا الله، afiyat in deen يا الله، afiyat in dunya يا الله. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار، والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار، والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. إله العالمين، throughout the world, wherever the Muslims are in any suffering, يا الله، you remove their difficulties, يا الله، you give them عافية الدين, يا الله، لن عافية الدنيا, يا الله. إله العالمين، يا الله، our brothers and sisters of Palestine, يا الله، يا الله, you show your special رحمة الدنيا, يا الله، يا الله, you show your رحمة الدنيا, يا الله، يا فضل الكرم, يا الله. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا. اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا. اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم لعن الكفرة اليهود والمشركين. اللهم لعنهم. اللهم شدد شملهم. اللهم مزق جمعهم. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. الہو العالمین دی اللہ کران تسی اللہ کران دے چاہے امت دے توفیق و دوز اعمال دے بجو رحمت اللہ اللہ وی ہیڈ اول کنٹریبیوٹنگ ٹو دی ڈیفیکلٹیز اف دی امت یاسر اللہ دس پائتا کنڈیشن اف دی امت اللہ اللہ وی سلیو ان گیون اپ دی حرام ان ورلڈ یا اللہ اللہ وی ہیو بیکم سو انڈیفرنٹ یا اللہ سو ہارڈ ہارٹڈ یا اللہ Allah, despite what is happening to the Ummah, Ya Allah, we still haven't brought amal in our lives, Ya Allah. We are still neglecting our salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we still have no time for Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. We still have no time to make dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we spend hours on news, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we haven't made dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our entertainment hasn't stopped, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the haram hasn't stopped, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hours are spent on haram, Ya Allah. Not even minutes in dua for our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Allah, how we will face Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Allah, how will we face the oppressed brothers and sisters on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, give us the reality, Ya Allah. Put the reality in our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, take us out of this ghaflat, Ya Allah. Take us out of this ghaflat, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put a haqiqat in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put the true compassion in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put the reality of iman and amal saliha in our lives, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, make us your obedient servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from contributing towards the difficulties of the ummah, Ya Allah. Make us a means of rahmat, Ya Allah. Make us a means of bringing down goodness, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, bless us with an amal saliha, Ya Allah. Bless us with iman and amal saliha of the highest level, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, save us from all the haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak moment, Ya Allah, in your house, Ya Allah, Ilahu al-alamin, we make him tawbah, Ya Allah. Allah, you accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Allah, we make him tawbah from all the evils and vices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the sins of the heart, Ya Allah, the sins of the eyes, Ya Allah, the sins of the tongue, Ya Allah, the sins of the hands and feet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every sin we make him tawbah from, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret what we've done, Ya Allah. Despite your countless bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we shamelessly indulge in all the haram and filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't take us to task for this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, due to our sins, don't make the ummah suffer, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, save us, Ya Allah. Save the ummah, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. You grant us istiqamat on this tawbah, Ya Allah. Grant us istiqamat on this tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we'll throw away all the means of the sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we'll stay far away from all the means of the sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us istiqamat, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, fill our hearts with taqwa, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with taqwa, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with taqwa, Ya Allah. Enable us to live our lives with taqwa, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the good that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged for, Ya Allah, you grant us that as well, Ya Allah. Whatever Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, Ya Allah, you protect us also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have raised their hands to this dua, all who asked us to make dua, fulfill each one's dies, needs, pious aspirations, remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Fill each one's heart with your mahabbat, Ya Allah. Allah grant us kamil itaat, Ya Allah. Allah total and complete obedience to you, Ya Allah. Allah in every matter of life, Ya Allah. In every aspect of life, Ya Allah. Grant us complete and total obedience, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Enable us to shun nafs and shaitan and fire, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله